to the Fast Friday edition of the Character Chronicles, where each and every Friday we keep it quick and easy, brought to you by Nebraska Spine Hospital. And I've got two questions about the Huskers that I want to learn answers to going forward. One about the offense, one about the defense. When it comes to the offense, all right, who's going to step up and start playing better first? Because Adrian Martinez has clearly struggled this year. We've talked at times about the offensive line not playing well. Troy Walters, the offensive coordinator, one of the best receivers in college football history, came out and said that the wide receiver's imprecise route running has affected the passing game, which has affected the timing, which has affected the overall offense as a whole. I do feel like the coaches are being a little bit protective of Adrian Martinez at the moment, which I don't blame them for. But at the same time, people need to be held accountable, whether it's the quarterback, the O-line, receivers, coaches. Nobody's exempt. It's a system of checks and balances. It's only the way things should work in this world. No different than in my house. Just ask my wonderful wife and my kids. All right, so who's going to step up and start playing better first? Because originally my thought was, well, who's more at fault? I don't know that we need to start pointing the finger at people because obviously some things need to be improved. Where's that improvement going to happen first? On the offensive line, with Adrian Martinez himself, or with the wide receivers? That's what I want to see. And I want to hear your thoughts. Who do you think is going to make that first improvement? Because people are going to get better. The players are going to get better. Who's going to step up and get better first on offense? Let me know your thoughts in response to this show. On defense, coming into the Ohio State game, we had a top 10, top 15 rushing defense in the entire country. We were giving up about 2 yards per carry, which is really freaking good if you didn't know, on the season. There was even an opponent that we held them under 2 yards per carry. Ohio State averaged almost 7 yards per carry on the ground. So the question is, for me, for our defense, are we a legit good run defense and Ohio State is just that good, or do we get exposed? Okay, that's the question for me going forward, because we got the Daniels brothers at nose guard. They're both 340 pounds. You got the Davis twins at defensive end, who are both well over 300 pounds. And I know Khalil's going to sit out this game, but he'll be back. We got depth, we got experience, we got size on that defensive front. Mo Berry in the middle on the D-line. We got a good deep front seven on defense. But my question is, how do they respond? How do they react? Is our run defense legit and Ohio State's just that good, or did they get a little bit exposed? They're going to answer that question for us very quickly. Let me know your thoughts at home. Facebook, Twitter, omaha.com/character. I want to hear your thoughts in response to these questions. Go Big Red and always remember to throw the bird. Thanks again to our sponsor, Nebraska Spine Hospital. Ladies and gentlemen, when it's your spine, you do not want to mess around, and experience matters. That's why you can trust the experts at Nebraska Spine Hospital, the region's only spine-specific hospital. They are the best at what they do.